Now, we're joined by Minister of State with responsibility for the Office of Public Works, the OPW, Patrick O'Donovan, and Fine Gael TD for Limerick. Good morning to you, Patrick. And before we get to why you were down in Carrick-Sivine in recent days, first of all, I don't know if you heard our last segment, but a Kerry company, West Kerry company, Solar Bio and Dingle have teamed up with an international companies, renewable companies, with the plans to build a solar PV panel manufacturing facility in Tralee that could create up to 500 jobs. And in addition to that, a waste and wastewater recycling enterprise also in Tralee that could have the potential to create up thousands of jobs. What's your reaction to that?
Look, morning, Tessa, morning to your listeners. I suppose, first of all, I didn't hear the interview, so apologies about that, but I think companies of this nature springing up around the country, whether it is in relation to solar or wind or biomethane or bioethanol, you know, it's a reflection of the fact that we must diversify our energy market, and we must change more rapidly. And I think, you know, the North Kerry area, especially out in the Atlantic, has shown what the potential is, for instance, from wave and wind energy, particularly offshore wind. And we know that the work that Shannon Fine's Power Company have done on that as well, with the likes of Kerry County Council. So, look, this part of the southwest of the country is obviously already contributing significantly in terms of renewables. I only need to drive from Newcastle West into County Kerry, and I can see both in Limerick and in Kerry the number of wind turbines, for instance, that are already up. So I think these counties, you know, the North Cork, North Kerry, East Kerry, West Limerick areas are already contributing significantly in terms of renewables. So it wouldn't really surprise me that companies are looking at divesting into new opportunities in terms of solar, and it's the type of thing I think that will be encouraged. And it'll also, you know, in my other role as Aristat na Gaeltachta, I know that Uduras na Gaeltachta have a big interest in terms of renewables and supporting companies that are working in this sector, and with a substantial Gaeltacht footprint in County Kerry, I think companies that would be interested in that type of economic development should engage with the likes of Enterprise Ireland and Uduras na Gaeltachta, especially from a Kerry's perspective.
And promoting the Gaeltacht and promoting the Irish language and culture, and indeed Enterprise, was one of the reasons why you were down in Carrick-Sivine yesterday. A couple of months ago, it was announced that Carrick-Sivine was officially recognised as a Gaeltacht service town to the Ibhrac Gaeltacht in southwest Kerry, and almost €600,000 in funding has been made available to implement a language plan there. Tell us a bit more why you were down in Carrick-Sivine yesterday.
So yesterday was really, I suppose, to give a formal recognition to the work that has been done locally, led by the community in collaboration with ourselves in the department, Uduras, Forest na Gaeilge, and Kerry County Council, who have been really, to be honest about it, very supportive of this. Because there's recognition of the fact that, yes, it's a protection of a language, and it's a protection of a language planning area, and as well as that, it's investment in a language. But it's also something bigger than that. It's you know, it's the type of thing that, as I said yesterday in Carrick-Sivine, that tourists, when they're visiting an area, will love to hear, because they won't hear it anywhere else on these islands. It is a different language being spoken, Gná Dúradh, amongst the public and amongst the wider population. So if an American visitor strolls into a cafe or a shop, and I want to thank the coffee shop there in the main street in Carrick-Sivine yesterday morning for the lovely reception that we got. But if there is people, you know, that travel into an area, the native language is obviously a major attraction. But as well as that, it's our heritage, and it's about transferring something that is unique to our people, to the next generation. And look, there are questions in relation to supports and everything else, but there are also issues in relation to, you know, areas outside of the Gaeltacht, and how we speak Irish, how we use Irish, how we teach Irish, the amount of time that we give to Irish, all of those kind of things, I think. And you know, there's no doubt about it, there's a kind of avioken happening in the language at the moment. There's a major revival happening in the language. When you have more people speaking Irish in Dublin than you have in the Gaeltacht areas, it will tell you that the language is on its way back, and the steady decline that we saw in Gaeltacht areas has been halted, and that's been shown in the last census. So look, I would hope that the upward trajectory now will start to gather a bit of momentum. Certainly it won't be a money related issue, because, you know, us in the Department of the Gaeltacht, and I want to thank the officials that have worked with the local community there, have recognised, you know, the Dívorág Gaeltacht is in a particular category that we want to support, and we're very anxious to work in a very positive and collaborative way with Kerry County Council, local community, volunteers and others, to just to promote the language and to see it as a language of day-to-day use. And that it can be heard everywhere, not only by the people who use it, but as well as that, through the media that wouldn't be the conventional Irish language media. You know, it doesn't have to be the preserve of Radio na Gaeltacht like that, or TG Cahir. It can also be used on the station that we're on at the moment.
And we have our Irish programming on Radio Kerry, Kind Kerry, which is very important. Minister, one final question. Yesterday's poll, which showed that Fine Gael has slipped to third place, 18%, down 4 percentage points. Behind Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin are still in the lead at 31%. It was reported last month in the Irish Examiner that you were constantly criticising Leo Varadkar and his leadership. Do you have confidence in him as leader of Fine Gael? Do you have confidence in the Taoiseach?
Well, just from a Fine Gael perspective, before I say any more, I'd like to add my, because I didn't get a chance to do it publicly on the radio, I'd like to add my condolences to the Coughlin, especially Peggy.
Senator Coughlin's family, yeah.
He was a very good friend of mine. But look, in relation to opinion polls, to be quite honest about it, you know, a lot of politicians say that they don't rate them and they don't follow them. I do. And I follow them quite religiously, to be honest about it, because they give a snapshot and an indication in a particular time. So there was a bit of bad news for a lot of people yesterday, not only for Fine Gael, and it's amazing how media focus in on us. I suppose it's just because we're in government. But look, you can't shout a problem away. And like every morning I wake up and I listen to some national media coverage, not local media coverage, no, to be fair, I somehow come away thinking I'm living in a failed state. Like, there's no doubt about it, there are problems in this country, and they're big. But if I was on this programme with yourself or Gerry in 2011, I tell you, we'd be talking about totally different problems than we're talking about now. And I think that we need to actually reflect on what has happened in this country over the last number of years. We have accelerated beyond our wildest expectations, and as a result of the growth in the population, which has been massive, there are problems, but those problems will be fixed, and they'll be fixed by people who go to work in the morning and pay tax. They won't be fixed by being shouted at.
And do you have confidence?
Some people do.
Just briefly, we have to go, unfortunately. Do you have confidence in Leo Varadkar as leader of Fine Gael and as Taoiseach?
I do, and I'll tell you one thing. These stories, and I was probably on last summer answering the same questions to Radio Kerry or Live 95 or C103 or one of the stations locally about the same thing, because this story now is a bit like the cuckoo. It comes around every summer. You know, it throws its eggs out of another, the eggs of another bird out of the nest, arses in and tries to take over and creates a story for the summer. And to be honest about it, most people are getting a bit tired of it because they want to focus on the things like Gaeltacht language plans, like the promenade in Waterville, and like offshore wind and LNG and all the other things that I am a strong advocate of for in County Kerry.